I hate weddings. I've always hated weddings. In my mind, in my experience, weddings were a way to get to the reception. The faster that we get to the reception, the better off I was. But, you know, growing up gay in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, I never really thought about being married or, you know, the concept of weddings or marriage sort of was foreign and not something that I really thought was possible for me. And I also, the idea of like having sex with one person for the rest of your life was like, no, I'm, you know, no way. And so, you know, in 2010, I met a guy named Joel. Joel was a kind man. He was a teacher. He was someone who old people and babies like are attracted to. Just sort of that kind of genuine, nice person. And so Joel and I started dating. It was fine. Things were great. And then in January of 2013, marriage equality became legal in Maryland. No. And I thought to myself, well, why not? You know, we fought so hard for it, why not take advantage of it? And so I was like, okay, I created a plan. I'm like, I'm going to propose to this guy. It's going to be great. And so I booked some tickets, and we went down to Key West. And I don't know if you've ever been to Key West, but it's one of the gayest places in the world. It's great. If you haven't been, please go. It's great. And so we went to a drag show. We went to a piano bar. Had a blast. And the whole time, I had put in my pocket the ring that I had bought from Tiffany's. And the box, I don't know if I can describe it, but it was huge. And so, like, I'm in Key West with this big bulge in my pocket trying to push it to the side so that he wouldn't notice that I was holding it the whole night because I thought maybe I'd find it a good time to propose. And so the night sort of went on. We drank all night. We had fun. We went to a pizza place, almost got into an altercation. It just was a good time. We ended up back at the bed and breakfast, and we were laying in bed and hanging out. And so I pulled the ring from the side of the bed, and I held it up. And he looked at me, and I opened it. And before I could say anything, he shuts it and goes, yes. And I was like, wait. You don't know what I'm about to ask you. And so I made the proposal, and I asked him, and he did say yes, he would marry me. So then we went on the journey of, you know, booking the venue, finding the DJ, the food, all of that good stuff. And my husband is white, and so trying to find colors that worked good with my skin tone and good with his skin tone was difficult. But what we did was we chose three colors: bicycle yellow, which is a beautiful color, lilac, and charcoal gray. The wedding was set for September. It was going to be a fall event. And at the same time we were in the process of getting married, we were also looking for a house. And so we were looking at different houses in different neighborhoods. What we did know is that we wanted to live in the city because that was important to us, but we didn't know where. So we looked at homes up and down the area in near Catonsville, in Hunting Ridge, just sort of everywhere. And it was one Saturday, and we were looking at homes in Lowerville. Lowerville is a beautiful neighborhood. And and so we were looking at homes in Lowerville, and Joel was in the car and got a call from his older sister. Joel has two siblings. He's got an older sister, a middle sister, and then Joel is the youngest. Joel's oldest sister is about 15 or 16 years older than Joel. And Joel's oldest sister, just a fun fact, was born on the same day as my uncle. They were both born on August 25th, 1961, which is just sort of weird. And so Joel's sister calls, and they talk pretty much every day, so it wasn't a big deal. I went into the house with the realtor to check out the home, and about 20 minutes had passed, and we walked through, and Joel still hadn't come in. So I make it my way out to the car, and there's Joel in the car crying, I was like, oh, okay, Joel's crying. Joel is the kind of, and if you know Joel, Joel's the kind of person who's very sensitive. And so Joel will cry at commercials, and Joel will cry, you know, pretty much at a drop of a hat. So I didn't really think anything of it. And I was like, no, what's going on? And, you know, was there a puppy? I don't know. And he was like, no, Darnell, my family's not coming to the wedding. And I was like, well, shit. What does that mean? I thought he was joking. You know, come on. That's a joke. He's like, no, seriously. They're not coming. And I was like, why? And he was like, well, because, Darno, we decided to not have children be present at the wedding. Little backstory, we had a night wedding. So it was going to start at 7, go to like 12, 1. It was just a party. Again, I hate weddings. This was really about the reception. And so Joel's like, yeah, my sister just told me that if we don't have her grandkids in the wedding, that she will not come, his middle sister will not come, his nieces and nephews will not come, his whole side was not going to be there. And so I looked at Joel and I was like, well, so what do you want to do? You know? And he's like, well, let's call it off. And in the back of my mind, because I am an attorney, I'm thinking about the money. What about the deposits? And what about all of the work we've done to sort of line it up? And he was like, you know what? Let's take that money and buy a house. And that's exactly what we did. And the moral of my story is that, you know, as someone who has always sort of grown up hating weddings, what I've learned being married is that marriage is not the wedding. It really is about building a future with someone you love.